Welcome to What Is Going On's Truth in Medicine Show. Each month, broadcaster, author, and media consultant Sandy Sedgbeer and naturopathic medical doctor, researcher, and global health educator Dr. Donice Warden bring you the latest news and research from leading-edge science and new integrative medicine to help you outsmart cancer, chronic disease, aging, and more. Here's your hosts, Dr. Donice Warden and Sandy Sedgbeer.
Hello and welcome to the Truth in Medicine Show, co-hosted by me, Sandy Sedgbeer.
And by me, Dr. Donice Warden.
And this month, we're going to tell you the real story about the ketogenic diet for you and for your pets also.
And we'll be introducing those leaders in those fields as well as exercise and hyperbaric oxygen.
Okay, so let's introduce our two guests, Dr. Warden.
Sounds fantastic. We're going to start with Ron Pinna. First, Ron is an amazing entrepreneur with high brain and heart intelligence. He's the co-founder of Quest Nutrition, a company that's been rated the number two fastest growing private company in the United States. And he's also the co-founder of Keto Pet and the Epigenics Foundation, which is a public charity dedicated to understanding the epigenetic impact of metabolic interventions on human and canine disease.
Also with us today is Victoria Field, who as program director of the Epigenics Foundation has developed ketogenic protocols for both Epigenics and KetoPet while spearheading cancer-focused pilot studies in partnership with oncologists and world-renowned institutions, including Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
And we're so excited to have you both, Ron and Victoria. Thank you. With us.
Thank you. It's fun to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Good. I'd like to start out with Ron, and I'd like our listeners to know that I met Ron and Victoria a few months ago at Quest Nutrition. They were sponsoring a summit for thought leaders. In fact, the keynote at the time was a friend of Sandy's, so this world kind of came together. And a couple of years ago, my good friend, Dr. Dominic D'Agostino, introduced me to some of the team players at Quest Nutrition. So I was already impressed with the company and their product. But when I finally met Ron and Victoria in person and I saw the quality of the attendees in that summit, from researchers to athletes, what I noticed was the common thread that they all had. And that was an intense passion for whatever they were doing in their life. And they were very eager to share their knowledge and were supportive of one another. And I know that was a reflection of Ron himself. So with that, Ron, I'd first like you to tell our listeners about Quest Nutrition and its mission with its healthy, yummy foods.
Sure. Well, Quest is about 7 years old now, and we started really with the intention of, if you look in the food business, you really have kind of a triangle where you've got people who've spent a lot of energy making foods taste very good. I think we've done a good job at that, at meaning mankind. They've also focused on the cost of food. We've gotten them quite a bit down over the last few years. And the third piece of that pyramid is really the health aspect, and that's probably the piece that gets forgotten about. And Quest kind of turned that around and focused that we focus mostly on nutrition first and then taste second. And really our mission is to be able to make foods that you crave work for you instead of against you.
Fantastic. And I know that Quest is well respected and in its own right, just from a business acumen. I know that in its first 3 years, I read that it grew 57,000%. That's unbelievable. And I will tell you, especially for our listeners, we believe in intention, and we believe when your heart and your mind is in the right place, great things can happen. So do you believe that's part of what happened with Quest?
Yeah, I mean, I think Quest is kind of interesting in the sense that we really are our target market. We sort of exist at that nexus where you've got foodies on one side that want to eat really yummy things, and then you've got people that are on a nutrition plan as well. And there's kind of a conflict there. And what Quest did really effectively is address that nexus point where you've got people being pulled to the left because they want to eat really delicious things and pulled to the right because they want to stay on their nutrition program. And what we did, we started with a protein bar, and our protein bar was basically a fat and protein product with some fiber, very little digestible carbohydrate. And that resonated with people, and you know, a business really at the end of the day is nothing but the strength of its customers. And we were able to capitalize on that because we were making a product for ourselves, and there was a lot of other like-minded people like us who bought that product, and yeah, it really took us to the stratosphere very quickly.
So, Ron, tell us, what was the inspiration behind Epigenics and KetoPet?
Well, essentially what it comes down to is with the success of Quest, there was a lot of questions out there that we were interested in. A lot of these questions had to do with nutrition, and there's really not any money for nutrition funding. You know, a lot of people that I know that actually do grant requests, they actually are very careful not to use the word nutrition because they're just not funded very well. So it was really, Epigenics was an opportunity for us to spend our own money to answer our own questions and see, you know, what are the impacts of food. Food really is a very powerful force, but because you can't really patent it, you can't really control it, there's no proprietary IP at the end of the day, there's just not the dollars going into really understanding it. And this was an opportunity for us to say, hey, let's just answer some questions ourselves and not worry about what comes out of it in terms of financially, just really the answers we were after.
So let's bring on Victoria now. Victoria, welcome. We're happy to have you here. Tell us how you got started with KetoPet and about your work with the Sanctuary and with Epigenics.
Yeah, so, I've been involved in the nutrition and fitness space for many years and knew Shannon and Ron and that they were sort of creating Keto Pet Sanctuary and what they were doing there. And our dog, personally, our dog Sasha at the time, she actually had a brain injury and suffered from grand mal seizures not short after she actually had the incident happen. And so we had her on, you know, Keppra, phenobarbital. We tried so many different things, and she just was a completely different dog. And so while Ron and Shannon were going through establishing KetoPet and protocols there, we decided, you know, it might be a good idea to put our dog on a ketogenic diet and see what happens, because the ketogenic diet essentially got its start over 100 years ago with epileptic patients, where essentially drugs fail. They implement a ketogenic diet, and it can control seizures in most cases. So we put our dog on a ketogenic diet, and really what we saw with her was completely life-changing. I mean, she's a brand-new dog. Her hair grew back. She was first diagnosed on a variety of drugs. She lost her hair. She just wasn't the same Sasha we knew. So we watched her transform, and then shortly after, we decided, you know, we have to try this for ourselves. So we all sort of began the ketogenic diet, researched the science behind it, and really learned where this was headed, where it was used in the past, and you know, the applications it was starting to be used for in the present, where it's going in the future, and just became inspired and decided it was a really great fit for me to come on board over at Epigenics. And at the time, the team there wanted to start pilot studies with humans after what we learned with dogs at KetoPet, and really the rest is history. So I was able to take my years in nutrition, really with working with top-level athletes throughout the years and just helping people get into better shape, and apply that with both canines and people.
Which brings us to my dog, Woody. Now, when we put him on the ketogenic, he lost weight, which was our purpose with him. He wasn't ill. So, and that's with many of my patients. You know, they come in and it's gotten this ketogenic. It's not just for health, not just for brain and cancer and all the other things that we talk about, but it's really becoming more and more popular just from a weight loss standpoint. And that's how we use it on our dog. But I want it for our listeners. I want you to describe the Keto Sanctuary, about what's happening and how you're rescuing these dogs and what goes on there. So, Ron, would you, or Victoria, either one?
Yeah, so KetoPet was really, what we wanted to do is we wanted to take some tools from human medicine, essentially PET scans, because PET CT is really the gold standard for determining if a person, a human being, has cancer. It's not really used in veterinary medicine, but there's been a lot of discussion about, hey, ketogenic diets are so great for epilepsy, and I think there actually is a lot of science. I think there's a lot less on ketogenic diets for some of the other conditions. And we were kind of early in this. We said, we want to see what its effect on cancer is. So we got our own PET scan. We're Los Angeles-based, but we ended up doing this in Texas because the state of Texas is really easy to work with. Normally, it takes a couple of years to get a radioactive materials license, which you need for a PET scan, because essentially what you do, you inject a person with radioactive glucose, which sounds pretty nasty, but it's actually a very, very low dose. And then you put them in a tube, and you just kind of watch what their cells are doing. And if you you're at rest, your cells should be burning fat. But in a PET scan, you'll notice maybe a hot spot, and that hot spot is essentially a group of cells that's burning glucose. Well, that's a pretty good bet that those cells metabolically are more active. They're using glycolysis to create energy, which is one of the hallmarks of cancer. So what we did is we had a 53-acre ranch in Texas. We would go to kill shelters. We would get dogs that were going to be euthanized, which you'd think would be a very easy pitch. Hey, before you kill that dog, why don't you give it to us? We're going to put it on a diet and try to save it. It was very difficult to do. A lot of people were saying, what are you guys doing? How do we know, you know, where this dog's going to end up? We said, hey, it's open. You can come by. So we would recruit dogs that way. We would then take a PET scan on day 0, day 60, and day 120. So essentially, we could do a baseline to see, hey, what kind of tumor burden do they have? And we could watch it progress over time. We put them on a very high-fat, moderate protein, low-carbohydrate diet. That's what a ketogenic diet is, essentially. And that's how we did the whole program.
Which is fantastic. It's commendable. I mean, just how many people would be able to have the space, do the funding, and be able to rescue these dogs. And I understand they have a great quality of life now. Can you tell us the end results of some of those? Maybe Victoria can tell us the happy stories.
Yeah,
some of the dogs. Go ahead. Let's start with the dogs. We're going to talk about the human trials in a minute. But I'd love for you to let our listeners know what's happening with those pets now.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've really, as Ron mentioned, we've rescued dogs with a variety of forms of cancers, different stages. You know, we weren't a research facility, so we really were a place where we could bring dogs in, care for them, give them a forever home, and watch sort of what happened when we put them on a really high-quality ketogenic diet. And many of these cases would come in with, I mean, horrific forms of cancer. So one being specifically our first graduate of the program was Callie. She had hemangiosarcoma and came in with what, you know, we essentially thought were a litter of puppies, which turned out to be one puppy and the rest was tumor. So in that process, she went through surgery, was PET scanned, and we followed her progression, and she went from, you know, this deadly form of cancer where you might see 2 months to, you know, it really is a fairly short lifespan once the dog's diagnosed with hemangiosarcoma. And today, she is still going for long walks, happy, and cancer-free. So she went through our 120-day program and followed a ketogenic diet, and she's doing very well today. And there's many other stories just like that. We have about, for those of our dogs that have gone through the program, we've got about a 55% success rate, and it's been pretty incredible to see some of these dogs.
Which is fantastic. Right. And talk a little bit more about that protocol, because I know you're doing some hyperbaric oxygen, you have exercise, love, and all those things that are important, not just the ketogenic diet for these animals, because that's important for humans as well.
Yeah, well, so I'll share some data with you because I think, you know, a lot of times these stories can, you talk about all the you cherry pick the good ones and you kind of leave the bad ones out. So I'll give you some data that covers all the dogs in the program. One thing that for sure the ketogenic diet does is keeps blood glucose very, very under control. So the average blood glucose reading for all of the dogs that were on ketogenic diets, that's thousands of blood readings. We were doing about 3 to 5 blood glucose and ketone readings per day, and it worked out to, I think it was like 61.2. That was the average blood glucose of the dogs that were on our diets. Kibble-fed dogs, the average was, I think, 93.6. So it's a 50-point delta in blood glucose, and that's a good metric because, you know, disease progression, et cetera, gets a lot fuzzier. But that gives you an idea. It would be the equivalent of a human if someone having a blood glucose of 80, you know, that was on the ketogenic diet, and then having a 120 eating, you know, a normal diet. What does that really translate into? We did use several modalities that you mentioned. So the core was the diet, and there was a lot of dogs. At the very beginning, we started with hyperbaric oxygen and ketogenic diets. That was a protocol that was popularized by Dominic D'Agostino. He was really the pioneer of using that. Thomas Seyfried as well in Boston. Those guys really made a tremendous argument for the metabolic theory of cancer, which is really what the inspiration was for KetoPet, which is essentially that instead of cancer being a genetic disease, it's one of metabolism. Essentially, the mitochondria, the powerhouses in the cell, cell that, that create energy, that's really the place that you want to be looking at. And that's how ketogenic diets got involved in this. Over time, what we really found, we were never able to quantify. So we did IV vitamin C, we did hyperbaric oxygen, and we did ketogenic diets. Those were the three big modalities. We also did what we called metabolic conditioning, which is essentially intense exercise for the dogs that could do it. And what we found is that the diet really ended up being the cornerstone. Some of the most amazing success stories, you know, Victoria mentioned hemangiosarcoma, which is the number one killer of dogs. And on a hemangiosarcoma, you basically, if you catch it super early, about 11 months is as far as a dog will go. And we have a bunch of hemangiosarcoma dogs walking around, you know, we've had for 3.5-4 years at this point. So it does have a very powerful effect on that, the diet does. Hyperbaric oxygen for us, because it was, we weren't able to find a way to quantify it, towards the end of the protocol, the dogs seemed to perform just as well without it. So, you know, at the very end, we really just relied on nutrition.
You're listening to What Is Going On's Truth in Medicine show. And today we're talking about the ketogenic diet and the exciting results that are emerging from studies on both humans and pets.
Our guests are Ron Pinna, the co-founder of Quest Nutrition, the Epigenic Foundation and the Keto Pet Sanctuary, and program director of Epigenic, Victoria Fields.
We'll be back with more after this break.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, this is Dr. Donice Warden, and I'm excited to tell you about homeopathic injections from Hevert Pharmaceuticals. I utilize them in my practice for pain, inflammation, depression, and other medical conditions. I'm achieving excellent results, and I've seen no adverse reactions. I encourage you to explore these novel treatments.
Call Hevert today at 855-387-6466. To find a practitioner in your area to administer these FDA-registered medications. 855-387-6466.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the OM Times Experts program. With OM Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
My name is Meera Batra, and this is How I Live United. Many families have come to America for a better life. I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to see opportunities available. We help them get involved with their kids, schools, and network within the community. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunity and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Truth in Medicine, and our guests, co-founder of Quest Nutrition, the Epigenics Foundation, and the Keto Pet Sanctuary, Ron Pinna, and Program Director of Epigenics, Victoria Field. Victoria, you said you have about a 55% success rate at the sanctuary. I'm curious to know, what happens to the dogs that survive? Do you keep them there? Do you keep them on the diets, or do you rehome them?
Situations with each dog and sort of where they're at. Some of our dogs have been adopted out, and some we still continue to care for. And so it's been a really, really great process to be able to continue to follow them. Our program is typically about 120 days, where we do some of the things that Ron was mentioning, blood testing, obviously therapeutic level of ketogenic diet, along with other applications like hyperbaric oxygen chamber treatment. But following that, yeah, we continue to care for those dogs, and our mission since then has continued to expand as well, to really sharing what we've learned at the sanctuary with pet parents, with veterinarians, to really push the movement forward. I mean, you hear about ketogenic diets with humans, and there's so much work that needs to be done with proper nutrition and animals. So much of what we do now is sharing that information with the world in a way that makes sense to people, you know, and helping them, sort of building tools that make it very easy to create a ketogenic diet at home. So that's sort of where we're at now in the current day.
Which is fantastic. You've given it the great tools. I utilized it with my pet to be able to look at his weight, his activity level, to develop that ketogenic diet for my specific pet. And so you've developed that. You actually have food. So if you're not one that's going to do the raw food and try to put it together and do all this, you've actually got a new pet line, correct, of food that makes it easier for people to find that. Can you tell us quickly how they can get a hold of you for that? And then we want to talk about the human pilot study.
Sure. Yeah, so essentially we've been feeding the diet. We've been using a keto pet for about 4.5 years at this point. And when we started going wider, as Victoria mentioned, to pet parents that are all over the country, they email us and say, how do I do this?
right.
Victoria created a I'm sorry?
Here. No, it's very good. Go ahead.
Yeah, she created a keto pet calculator. And essentially what it does is allows you to put in the weight of your dog, et cetera, and it tells you exactly how to craft a ketogenic diet. You just go to the grocery store and you can mix it up. And if you're so inclined, which I'd recommend people do, you get a blood glucose meter. The one we used at KetoPet is the Precision Extra by Abbott Pharmaceutical. It will measure both blood glucose and ketones. And one of the nice things about the ketogenic diet is you don't have to believe in it. You can actually validate it for yourself. So you go to the KetoPet calculator, get the diet, mix it up, and you can take baselines of your dog's blood glucose and ketones before and after, and you'll notice a very, very big difference. The big problem is for a lot of people, they were time-pressed, and the number one question we got for about 3.5 years was, what can I buy? Because we don't, you know, I can't always make this stuff. I got to buy ground beef. I got to, you know, get coconut oil. And so we actually started a pet food company called Valiant Pet Nutrition, which is valiantpet.com, and it essentially is a ketogenic diet in a bag. And the reason we created that's a little bit kind of going back to the Quest story, in the sense that if we could have recommended something, most of the dog foods out there, they almost exclusively use a lot of carbohydrate, because carbohydrate is a very cheap source. The problem is that will raise your blood glucose very dramatically. So that's really what the Valiant Pet story was, is just needing some sort of product to recommend to people. And for the last 3.5 years, I'd say, you know, the number of people that could actually follow the protocol was much, much less than it is when someone can just, you know, buy a product and feed it to their dog directly.
All right. We appreciate you making it easier for us, for sure. Absolutely. Now, and Victoria, I want you to talk about the collaboration with the medical institutions, including Cedars-Sinai. I know that you have helped nearly 500 canines with the ketogenic approach, but you've helped over 100 cancer patients as well. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, with what we learned at KetoPet, we really wanted to figure out how can we start helping people with this metabolic therapy right away. And one of the ways we could do that was by partnering with oncologists who are open to using a ketogenic diet with their patients that were dealing with a variety of forms of cancer. So we actually had 3 different pilot studies going on at one time. We had an open registry of patients that would get referred to us by a variety of sources, where we would help them and put them on a ketogenic diet and coach them every step of the way. And you know, we send the blood glucose and ketone monitoring kits where they could monitor their levels. We actually had a whole system built application where they would enter in their blood glucose and ketone numbers, and if they popped out of ketosis, I would actually get a notification saying, hey, you might need to check in with this person. So it was a really sort of fine-tuned system that we were able to help these people through a nutritional approach. And so we had an open registry of people dealing with a variety of stages of cancer and types. And then we had a group of early-stage breast cancer patients, the breast oncologist, Dr. Bob Elliott, who we worked alongside, that we, there was about 15 to 20 ladies that we put on a ketogenic diet, early-stage breast cancer group, and we followed them for, again, about 120 days, similar to the dogs, but much different in terms of food and choices, and really worked with them to not only go through this program, but really help educate them and make it a lifestyle and make it enjoyable. And it was a pretty incredible process because, you know, many of these women were based in Louisiana, and, you know, they sort of, just like everybody else, you're sort of set in your ways and how you eat and whatnot. And they completely transformed. I mean, we were doing an early stage breast cancer pilot study, but this almost by accident turned into almost a sort of a weight loss group. They lost over 300 pounds combined in a 120-day period, completely changed their lives, felt better. You know, their husbands hopped on board, and it was a pretty cool process to kind of see. Then we also worked with a group of brain cancer patients alongside a neuro-oncologist at Cedars-Sinai, and those patients suffered from everything from glioblastoma to astrocytoma, and we put them on a ketogenic protocol. And I would say the most profound effects were sort of noticed with this group. You know, we had patients come in where they were suffering from aphasia. They basically lost the ability to read and write, and in some cases speak properly due to the tumor or surgery or whatnot, what they've been going through, or maybe even seizures. And some of these people saw some pretty incredible changes just in quality of life and being able to read again within a matter of 4 weeks. Ketones themselves are pretty neuroprotective, so seeing that and its direct impact on brain cancer specifically was pretty incredible to witness. And now Cedars-Sinai is actually, since the completion of our pilot study, they're going on to do some pretty cool work here in the future, I think, with metabolic therapy moving forward. So they're a pretty progressive group over there. And we've learned some amazing things along the way and really have seen people change their lives. But I would say the most incredible thing of it all is really these people adopting this as a way of life that, you know, above all else, would give them a sense of empowerment. They actually have something that they can do day to day that, in many of these cases, made a big difference in a variety of ways.
And Victoria, I'll say it's not only for those who are ill, you know, that are struggling with brain pathologies, neurological or cancer. People feel better, and we know we've had quite a few guests, including Dr. Elliott. When you were talking about the group in Louisiana, that was the Dr. Bob Robert Elliott group. Is that correct? Yes,
correct.
And he was our guest a couple. Yeah, he was our guest a couple of shows before this one. So our listeners are aware of that Louisiana group you're speaking of, which is great. But what, you know, what I want everyone to know, you do not have to be ill, neither do your pets, to be able to adopt this. And I don't like saying the ketogenic diet. It's not a diet. As you're saying, it is a way of life.
100%. And actually, Ron and I both follow our own variations of the ketogenic diet just because we feel better on it. You know, the
right.
mental sort of focus that you get and not being hungry all the time is a pretty incredible thing. So overall, I just feel better on this nutritional approach. And
correct.
It's been really cool to be able to sort of flip the script on, you know, so many people because this sort of got its start in epilepsy, and it's a pretty powerful tool with patients who deal with seizures, but because, you know, in that space, mostly you're looking at sort of a classic ketogenic diet where fat is really, really high. About 90% of calories are coming from fat,
right,
when it's used in sort of an epilepsy application.
Right.
But it really has a variety of variations where it can be, I mean, fat that makes things taste good, right? So it can be a really,
right,
really great way of life, and both Ron and I enjoy it.
So let me ask a question. Perhaps you can answer this one, Ron. Ketogenic diet is something that I have played with on and off for the past year or two. And it is not an easy way of eating because it is so easy to go over one of the elements that you should not be going over. So how do you manage it and stay within those parameters on a permanent basis?
Yeah, it's a good question. I have a lot of friends that have done ketogenic diets, and sometimes they don't get it right the first or second or sometimes even the third time. The biggest thing that I've seen people be successful with is when they're in sort of a community. And I don't mean that in any deep way. Sometimes it's just having a few friends that are on it. Some people will start following people on Instagram or Facebook that post about what they eat. It's mostly about knowing what you can and can't do. You know, Victoria and I could stop at McDonald's. We could eat our ketogenic diet pretty much anywhere. It's actually easier to travel on a ketogenic diet than it is on a low-fat diet. And having done both, you know, Victoria and I both agree on that. But I think it's that element of putting it top of mind where when you're on your phone and you're looking at Instagram, for example, you can actually see what people are making, et cetera, because you're right. It's very easy for that carbohydrate number to creep up. And then before you know it, if you're paying attention to your blood ketone levels, you'll notice they plummet. And so that's probably the single biggest piece. And it really ultimately comes down to knowledge, because I know people who screw it up, so to speak, several times. But after a year or so, they just get tighter and tighter, and pretty much they know exactly what they can and can't do. And it's ultimately a knowledge thing, but it's definitely facilitated by having some sort of group of friends or some sort of community that helps you get through the early days.
You mentioned a device, Precision Extra, which you said measures ketones as well in the blood. Is this a bit like the little diabetic, blood testers, a device like that?
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, the Precision Extra is made by Abbott Pharmaceuticals. You can buy it on Amazon.com, but it's unique in that not a lot of devices will let you measure both blood glucose and ketones. Each requires a different type of strip, but I found for myself, you know, there's a lot of diets that I've tried and things. The ketogenic diet is unique in that it's quantitative. You can actually see, wow, my blood glucose was, 92 before I started the diet. Now I'm always in the 70s or even 60s. And ketones are effectively 0 to, 0.1 or 2 millimolar. And then when you go on a ketogenic diet, they jump very high. And you can actually keep track of it. And it becomes a little bit like a game for a lot of people. And I think that while it may sound cumbersome, you don't need to do it. Like I don't track my numbers very often, almost at all. But there was a time when I was doing, 5 or 6 draws a day and really paying attention. And it's fascinating because you can see exactly what a food does to you. And you'll notice when you're eating ketogenic foods, your blood glucose doesn't change that much. Your ketones can stay elevated. But if you eat a more high carbohydrate-rich diet, your blood sugar is up and down all the time.
That's right, and that causes stress, and stress causes that, and vice versa. So we know in any of us working in health that blood sugar is critical for overall health and prevention. And I want to ask you, Ron, though, I mean, we know those of us doing keto or some combination, we know about fat bombs, and that's yummy. But when we're on the go, tell us about your bars. Tell us about the things that we can throw in our purse and have while we're on the ketogenic, while we're traveling, while we're, people are going to get kids. All those things. How can you make it easier for our listeners?
Well, all you really got to do, a ketogenic diet, I think the first and foremost principle is watching your carbohydrate intake. And most people on a ketogenic diet keep their carbohydrates under 30. There's lots of options for there. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about Quest Nutrition products, but there's plenty of things, everything from eggs to cheese. That's something I've noticed a lot now at Starbucks and places. Even 3 years ago, you didn't see that, but now there really are quite a few, we'll call them ketogenic options, which are essentially, higher fat and protein and very low in carbohydrate. But anything that's got a low net carbohydrate, meaning you take whatever the carbohydrate is and you subtract fiber, that's your net carbohydrate. That's actually what you're going to digest, and that's really what has impact on blood glucose. And anything that, is in a reasonable range where over the course of a day you're going to stay under that 30 number is a very viable, on-the-go snack.
Right. Well, a lot of people do use those bars, and that's what you just said, the information on how to really read that label, which I spend a lot of time with patients. It's not just because it says natural healthy on there. It doesn't mean it's natural healthy. You've got to learn to read the label, know what you're getting. But your bars taste good, and they are. So I'll promote it if you're not going to. I appreciate that you're not. I also appreciate that you and Victoria, the work that you're doing, the companies that you have founded, that you're helping health, overall wellness for everyone. And we appreciate the work that you're doing.
That's
all around, not just from the corporations, but with people and pets.
We appreciate the work you're doing to get the message out.
Well,
we are trying.
What's interesting to me, having been around the health business for many, many years, is that it's become such a lucrative industry that all kinds of people are in the business now. And it is really refreshing to come across a company that really does have passion, heart and integrity. So thank you to both of you for that.
That's very, very kind.
And putting your finances and profits toward the research, and I really appreciate that. Many companies do not turn around and put that back in, and you have. And we are commended for that as well. So we're big fans of you and the Keto Sanctuary, Keto Pet. We want all our listeners to go and listen and look and contribute to the foundation and to help continue your work and to continue to help spread the word about that we can be healthy and we don't have to be ill.
Yeah, it really is nice to see people doing research on pets that is actually very positive and saving their lives.
Thanks. Yeah. We do have some pretty cool educational tools there on our website, sort of an ebook that walks through it. So if anybody needs help with it, that's what we're here for.
Well, before we go to break, why don't you give us details of your websites?
Details on some of the educational on the website. Yeah, so it's ketopetsanctuary.com. You can also go to epigenicsfoundation.org. On our Keto Pet website, you'll find, if you go onto our keto calculator, when you enter your email in there, we will send you that free ebook that basically walks you through what a ketogenic diet is, what's a ketogenic diet in relation to canines, and then we're there to answer questions as well. We are very much so on social media. You can find us under Keto Pet, and we really have a passion for helping people and helping push this movement forward, because nutrition is a powerful tool, and food can be medicine. So we want to be a part of this movement and help people in the process.
Ron Penner, Victoria Field, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. We really appreciate it.
You're listening to What Is Going On's Truth in Medicine show. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer.
And I'm Dr. Donnie Swarton, and this month we're delving into the real story about the ketogenic diet for you and your pet.
We'll be back with more after this break. Stay tuned.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, this is Dr. Donnie Warden, and I'm excited to tell you about homeopathic injections from Hevert Pharmaceuticals. I utilize them in my practice for pain, inflammation, depression, and other medical conditions. I'm achieving excellent results, and I've seen no adverse reactions. I encourage you to explore these novel treatments.
Call Hevert today at 855-387-6466. To find a practitioner in your area to administer these FDA-registered medications. 855-387-6466.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the Internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Truth in Medicine show. Dr. Warden, we've talked about ketogenic on and off ever since this series began, and probably even before that. And we've just referred to it in passing. But I mean, I wonder how many of our listeners understand what an incredible breakthrough this really is in terms of our overall health and well-being. Could you just give us a little bit of the research on this?
Right. Well, there's more and more coming out, Sandy, and, you know, more and more corporations like, the ones we just talked to with Ron and Victoria. But on my patients, whenever we first started hearing about it, and I had patients with tumors or cancers, I immediately started trying them on the ketogenic diet, and we were watching those tumors shrink, and they felt great. So then we started hearing about neurological. What can it happen there with Alzheimer's, with Parkinson's? Because we knew the background was with epilepsy. So started it on all of my patients, hypertension, high blood sugar levels, diabetes, heart disease, all of it. And watching everyone feel better and their blood markers start changing. In fact, I had a patient this week that came in. I started her on the ketogenic diet. She had many markers that were out, cholesterol, hypertension. She was overweight. She had many other medical conditions. And she came back in and said she'd just been back to her traditional regular doctor, and he said he couldn't believe it. In the short period of time, all of her blood markers were dramatically improved. She had lost her weight. She needed to come off of most, if not all, of her medications because her symptoms weren't there anymore. And the PCP was just astounded. So I become more and more of a fan the more we know about it and the more patients, hundreds, that I have on it. And I'm seeing what it does for our bodies.
Is it possible that anybody could be resistant in some way? I'm not talking about emotionally or psychologically. I mean physically resistant.
Right. Well, what becomes the problem is if we've got high glucose. If someone has very high glucose, they're in that diabetic stage, or they are not able to get that glucose under control, that's when sometimes we need to help them. Sometimes it might be either a natural agent or even metformin, a medication, to get the blood sugar stabilized so the body can go into ketosis. So that's the biggest hindrance, and that's why you have to test both your glucose and your ketone. Ron was talking about one, and we talked about the Keto Mojo being another device, that you have to look at both of those markers, because patients that come back and say, I'm doing everything right, I think, with my diet, but I can't get into ketosis as high as I'd like. But it wasn't until we were monitoring that glucose to say, aha, it's because your sugar is high. That's why you can't get into ketosis.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is hard. You can have one apple and suddenly you're that's it. You're done for the day. You've completely overshot your carb level.
And your sugar.
So, and you think you're doing something healthy with an apple and some, maybe some almond butter or something, and you're not.
Right.
If you go out of it in an instance like that, how difficult is it to get back into ketosis?
Well, that all depends. Like, I can get into ketosis quickly. I can do a half a day water fast, just water only, and I'm there. Now, I have patients that it would take 3 days. So you can do water fasting. You can do other types of things to try to help you get back there quickly. But it depends on your sugar, your stress level. It depends on your body, how quickly you're going to get back in. So that's very independent. Each person. Some are very quick. I can go into ketosis quickly. Others, you might take 2 or 3 days to get back in it, Sandy.
So if you get, let's just say you take, half a day and you do a water fast and you get back into ketosis, isn't there a risk there that someone who is often coming out of it will say, okay, I'm not going to eat anything. I'm just going to stay on this water fast as long as possible in order to stay there?
Well, I'm not sure it's a risk. I would say any time that you're doing any kind of fasting or something like that, you really need to work with someone who knows what they're doing, either your physician or someone that's been working in this space, because fasting is therapeutic. Its benefits are just as extensive as ketogenic, but you're doing the same thing. You're putting yourself into ketosis. It's that same process. So you have to do it right. And when you do, you know, I've done 4-day water fast. You really need to know what you're doing and be able to ease in and out of that appropriately. But water fasting is not bad. It's not a danger if you're not overdoing it. You know, we can go 30 or 45 days without food, but we do need water. So as long as you have that water there, you're usually not at risk.
What about all these products that are coming onto the market? Like, you can buy them on Amazon even. You know, a jar of powder that you add to your water and it immediately, mm-hmm. you know, puts you into ketosis. The different bars that we've talked about, the products, etc. What do you think about these?
Well, there are ketone salts, and that's what's in there. And Dr. D'Agostino, that we keep referring to, and we'll have Dominic on the show, is that those salts that have been developed help your body develop ketones. They help you produce the ketones. And the ketones are the things in your body that help you burn the fat. It's just kind of an easy way to describe it. You're after producing ketones. So if you put what we call exogenous or outside sources of ketones in, then you already have those ketones floating around. I think they have a place. I definitely think they have a place, but there's a lot of products out there saying that they've got these ketone salts in it, and they don't have the scientifically proven or sound ones, so I think it's a buyer beware for sure. There are a few companies that use the right kinds of ketone salts, but I also know that there are some ketone esters, which are far stronger than the salt. The ketone ester that I would be willing to say I would put my name behind won't be out of development for another year because they're doing the actual real studies. They're knowing what they're doing with it. And again, part of this is attached to Dr. D'Agostino. I only would recommend the ones that have the research behind it that I know are safe and are actually in the product. As we talked many times, Sandy, many nutritional products don't have in them what they say they have on that label, and what they have in, on top of that that could be harmful is worse too. Many ketogenic products, you look at them and they're full of sugar. That to me is no longer healthy. We'd rather do it with the diet as much as we can, but there is a time and a place for those products, the good ones.
Well, I tried one of these powders, and I have to say, it really made my head feel quite spacey. Is that acceptable?
Well, that's just you. Well, no, but I would say it really was probably more about your blood sugar. It wasn't about the ketones. Are you even getting in or out of ketosis? It would have been what that particular powder did to your glucose at the time, because glucose, that sugar, is what makes you feel spacey or not. Now, there is a keto fog that some people kind of go through while they're adapting, while their body's getting used to burning fat instead of using carbs, it's using fat, and that can happen. Most of my patients don't go through that. It depends on how you get them going through, and you just feel good. You feel clear. You feel sharp. Your brain is working better than it did before. That's truly the way you're supposed to feel. So what you felt, Sandy, I have a feeling may have been more with your glucose struggling instead of the ketogenic, you know, the ketone side.
Well, tell me about keto strips. I know you don't think much of them, but for people who are not in a position to be able to buy something like the Precision Extra, you know, what recourse do they have?
Right. Well, the only way we had at the beginning was the urine strips, you know, like diabetics use, to see what your ketone levels were. That's how we told everybody to do it. Then we realized, hey, we've got to be looking at the glucose. So now you've got to get a glucose monitor and do that. So that Precision and the Keto Mojo, what they do is just have one device where you have these strips, and you still have to use two separate strips, one to do your sugar and one to look at your ketones. That way you're really doing it right. And it's not that hard. I don't want our listeners to think, oh, my gosh, it's too confusing. I don't want to do it. I'll just starve myself and not eat anything, right? It's not that hard. There are good sources. We've talked about Ruled, RULED.me before. Good little educational site. There are many out there now. There are programs that you can sign into where it's 9-week program or 8-week where you get support. But I would say look into our list, our guests today, look into their sites. They have many resources and an ability on social media to help you. And that community that we're talking about. When you're in those communities, there's amazing diets, there's amazing things, and you say, wow, I didn't think about that. When I do this, it might be causing me not to get into ketosis. It just allows you to learn without having to pay a fortune to a physician or someone else trying to guide you through these things.
So there are so many websites now. Everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. You mentioned
yes.
ruled.me, which I know is one that you like. Is there any other website beyond the ones belonging to our guests today?
Yes, and theirs are very good today if you're getting on the, you know, on the Quest site and all these in the communities, but there are many. It's like every day there are several more that pop up. Cindy, that's the problem. And even having time to even vet them to know what's good and what's not, all I can say right now, the one that I think is sticking with the science and giving the science that I know is rule.me, but it doesn't mean there's not others out there. It's just the only one right now that I know enough about to say I agree with most of what he's saying, and he's providing accurate information. And I that site also is, Dr. D'Agostino and Seafried, others that we work with in this arena agree that he's doing a nice job on that rule.me site.
I've seen some bars.
Free recipes, all that.
Yeah, I've seen some bars in some of the health stores, and I noticed a new one the other day. I don't know whether it's truly new or just new to this particular store, but it was called a keto bar, and it was very dense. It was very chewy. I mean, it certainly satisfied the chew factor and the time it took to chew it and ingest it. But it was $5. Why are they so expensive?
Right. Well, some of it, you say how much of it is marketing, right? Because they're jumping on the bandwagon. But I will say, when you put high quality ingredients into something, it's going to cost more than the junk bars. If you look at most bars out there, they're mostly carbohydrate, which is cheap, which Ron talked about. It's cheap, inexpensive ingredients. So you're getting what you're paying for. So I'd rather pay $5 for a good bar that had the appropriate ratio of fat and carbs, and it was, you know, hopefully as genetically unmodified and organic as you can get, that kind of thing. I'd rather pay a couple more dollars and know that that is my meal for a while, or that's what I'm eating. It's less than going out and eating a hamburger, you know, or something that's really worked, you know, junk for you. You get what you pay for, but you got to read that label. Ron gave you the quote sheet a minute ago. Our listeners could go back and listen to it. But you've got to go back and you've got to learn how to calculate that and say, oh, so the carbs and the fiber and the sugar, that you can't just look at the sugar content. You've got to be able to calculate it to know what you're really getting.
Yeah. So tell us about some of the other conditions beyond cancer and weight loss that are responding favorably to the ketogenic diet.
Right. Well, migraines. I've had many patients that have had a reduction, if not a cessation, of their migraines. Fatty liver disease. I've talked a little about using that FibroScan devices to be able to quantify if people have fatty liver or fibrosis. The ketogenic diet was reducing those markers for fatty liver disease. Polycystic ovarian syndrome has been studied. Heart disease, high blood pressure, chronic inflammation, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, any of the neurological are starting to look really good. And these are ones that have been studied. We have research behind it. High blood pressure, type 1, type 2 diabetes, and, of course, epilepsy, and that's where it kind of all began. But I will tell you, beyond that list I just talked about with studies, the things that I'm seeing that haven't been studied yet that are blood markers that are changing for my patients, things that I didn't correlate, and the only thing they did different was the ketogenic diet, cleaning up their diet, the things that change for my patients are quite dramatic. So I think we're going to learn more and have more and more issues that will be helped with this kind of lifestyle change is what I would say.
Well, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's, I mean, huge, huge, incredibly
right.
beneficial in that case.
That's right. That's right. So we know that the brain is mostly made of fat. It really likes fat. It loves to use ketones. It loves to use this as its fuel instead of this sugar and insulin spikes that we get. The pancreas loves it when you quit putting sugar in, so it has to produce insulin. There are so many things that we know about the advantages of going into this ketogenic state. The body loves to burn fat and produce ketones, and it's a very efficient fuel. It's neuroprotective, more efficient than sugar. It helps our mitochondria, the powerhouses inside the cell, to produce, even make more mitochondria and to help them give us energy. It helps so many things. And then there's things called BDNF. It's a brain-derived neurotrophic factor. It's a protein in the nervous system. It's been studied in different areas of the brain. And GABAergic tone, I could go on and on. But we're talking ALS, many things.
Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to wrap it up now, Dr. Warden. A fascinating subject. We'll have to cover this in depth some more at a later stage. That's it for now for Truth in Medicine, where our mission is to bring you the very latest information, reports and research from leading edge science and new integrative medicine. I'm Sandy Sedgbeer.
And I'm Dr. Donise Warden. And if you want to learn the latest about how to live the healthiest life, not fear cancer and other chronic diseases, join us on the last Thursday of every month. We plan to educate, empower, and enlighten you with information so new you may be leading your doctor.